Greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the top of the hour 3 Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we would love to hear from you. We'd like you to be a part of it at 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Give us a call right now if you can, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Want to extend a wonderful, warm, hearty, thankful announcement to the folks at Real Life Bible Church in Temple, Texas. They hosted me this weekend.
We had a
marvelous time.
Yeah.
Hats off to Jerome Jackson and his wife, Gigi. They're just doing a fantastic job serving the Lord there. They are bold in their proclamation of this new covenant that we live in today.
Yeah.
They don't mince around with that. They just lay it out there and say simply, we are new covenant believers because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And they are connecting people to the love of Jesus. Folks are standing firmly in the grace of God that Jesus delivered them to and surrounds them with and infuses them with his very presence. And there's a group of folks that aren't going back. They are free, and they are not going back.
That's good.
So it was a wonderful weekend. Gina and I just had a fantastic time. It's a great church. It's warm. It's friendly. It's a bunch of people that actually care for you, and that is so evident. And we were so grateful to be there. And folks, if you're down in the Waco Temple area looking for a church, go to Real Life Bible Church. You will be greeted with a smile. You will be hugged deeply and genuinely, and that will last. I mean, they're there to serve and to walk with you in your journey with Christ. And it's so evident. I mean, so evident. Five people stood up and shared stories of how the grace of God changed them. And these stories weren't, just surface stories. These folks had some deep-seated pain, and they suffered, and their hearts were broken. And the grace of God, they heard about Jesus.
Yeah.
And boy, Jesus mended those broken hearts and made them whole, made them complete. And those folks were so grateful for the work of Christ on their behalf, and not only in his death, but the ongoing work of Christ in them. And it was just a powerful, powerful time. So, again, thanks to all the folks at Real Life Bible Church in Temple, Texas. Thank you to Tam Wilson, who was the one who reached out and made the connection and said, please come.
Yeah.
And I think they were all a little surprised when I said yes, but and thought, man, these are the places we need to go.
Absolutely,
and be and to encourage and serve. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I couldn't have asked for a better time. So I'm just waiting for them to say, come back.
Yeah. I think probably we need to extend a the hand of gratitude to Ryan Williams and the staff at KBBW and Waco for just reaching out to us and making airtime available to publicize the fact that you're going to be there. So to Ryan and all the staff there, God love you. We sure do.
Yes, indeed. Well, it brings us to our passage for the day that we want to spend just a few minutes on, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I think it's very appropriate, very relevant in light of all of the speculation about what may or may not happen last Saturday, September 23rd, based on the fact that the sun was going to be in the constellation Virgo and, you know, how it could be a fulfillment of Revelation 12. Well, if people had read the verse, my goodness, they'd realize that that was all about the birth of Jesus and his ministry and the life and the fact that he ascended and is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. But we don't like to read. We just like to pick and choose, pull things out, speculate, and do all kinds of stuff. Well, Paul said this. Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed. Now, here's some good news that Paul is delivering. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. When he comes back, we are going to be gathered together with him. Now, on that day of the Lord, That's good news for us who are in Christ Jesus.
Indeed.
There is nothing to fear. There's nothing to get alarmed by. And yet, people were sounding the bells of alarm back then, just as they're doing today. And so Paul is saying not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. So what is this day of the Lord that he is referring to? The second coming of Christ, the day when he is going to gather all of those who belong to him up in one spot, and we're going to be with the Lord forever.
Yes.
That's the day of the Lord. Now, there's a day of the Lord, same day, that it's going to have a different effect for those who have rejected Jesus. So judgment for those of us who are saved is salvation. Judgment for those who have rejected Jesus Christ, that's a different story. That's eternal death. They're going to experience the second death. What does that mean? Eternal separation from God.
Yeah.
They came into this world dead. God offered them life. They rejected life. They rejected life time and time again. They hardened their hearts against the good news of Jesus. They raised their fist up to him and said, no, we want nothing to do with you. We want to go our own way, do our own thing, be the captains of our fate and destiny. And so at the end, God is going to simply say to them in judgment, then you're destined for eternal death, that second death. Mm-hmm. So this day of the Lord, for those of us who are in Christ, it's great news. Why? Because the judgment is salvation. And that judgment has already been made because God has placed his spirit inside of us.
Yes.
So salvation has already occurred, and it's going to be made final and complete on that day when we get our resurrection bodies, and all is complete and all is made new, and we're going to dwell with the Lord forever. So we should encourage one another with those words, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
And when these voices and these blogs and these radio broadcasts come out saying, oh, we better be aware of what's going to happen on September 23rd, don't be alarmed.
Right.
Just let your mind be firmly planted in truth.
Yeah.
Truth that will set you free. Truth that is a hope like none other.
Truth that will keep you free.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. Well, we have several calls waiting on the screen, and we'll get to them in just a moment. But, you know, friends, now that we are beyond September 23rd, most of the expert end times prophecy teachers will go about the business of trying to figure out why they were wrong about the rapture of the church this time and setting about to determine the next date. Well, here at Basic Gospel this month, we've been focusing on biblical prophecy, too. But we're offering hope, encouragement, and assurance out of Scripture. And we continue to offer Bob Christopher's excellent end-time messages in a 2-CD series. It's called Trail of Assurance. We hope you'll get a copy of it, and you can do so by making your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Prepare yourself, because as sure as we're sitting here, in the not-too-distant future, there'll be another date that will crop up that we'll go through it all again. Well, anyway, to say thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel this month, we have a copy of Trail of Assurance for you. So to make your donation, go online to basicgospel.net and click donate, or you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Trail of Assurance, our gift to you this month, as you make your gift to help Basic Gospel continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Don, listening to us on the Word today. Hi, Don. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I've got a question that comes from my middle school daughter. She has a friend that she took to church that she says said the salvation prayer. And now some time has passed, and now she's saying that her friend is claiming that she is an atheist. And so my daughter was concerned, and I wasn't sure the right answer because I guess I can't imagine that. But I wasn't sure how to help her with her friend in this regard, because my daughter's concerned that perhaps that, you know, does she still, since she said the salvation prayer and, you know, assuming it was heartfelt, that she comes along and now basically in some way denounces God or doesn't believe in God anymore.
Yeah, Don, that's an interesting question, and hats off to you for raising your daughter in the way that you have, and hats off to her for reaching out to her friend and telling her about Christ. Now, how people respond, you know, as I know so many kids that I grew up with that walked an aisle, went through the confirmation process, and, you know, said they were Christians growing up, and then in their teenage years and college years, and even after that, took a U-turn away from the church and have gone out and lived their lives as if they were atheists. The belief in God, belief in Jesus, what they went through, what they experienced in church had no relevance for them. And so with many of them, I would say, you know, they gave lip service in making a profession of faith, but maybe their heart wasn't involved in it. They didn't believe deep within their heart that God had genuinely and truly raised Jesus from the dead. Now, that could be the case for your daughter's friend. And so maybe she just said something because she felt like that was the thing to do at the time. We don't know. But as far as your daughter is concerned, I would just encourage her to continue to talk to her friend about Jesus. I wouldn't try to sway her friend, you know, to attack her statements that she's now an atheist. I would simply continue to talk about Jesus because we know Jesus is alive. We know Jesus is truth. And as we talk about Jesus and inform people of what Jesus said and what he accomplished, I think we can have confidence in the power of that story, that power of the good news to do something in people's lives. So I would sit down with your daughter, Don, and say, don't be too overly concerned by her statement. Simply continue to love her and to share Jesus with her and leave the results of that in God's hands.
Well, that sounds like great advice. I will certainly share that with her, and I enjoy listening to you guys when I can in the afternoons, and I appreciate everything you do helping all of us as we, you know, try to walk on the straight and narrow.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Don. Do you have a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace?
I do not.
Well, let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy. It talks a lot about my journey, my story from elementary age up through college and some of the things that I went through. It may be something that you and your daughter can read together, and it may give her some encouragement as she continues to reach out to her friend.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, let me put you on hold, and we'll send that to you. And thank you so much for your call today and for this great question. We certainly appreciate it. You hang on.
Okay. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace continues to be available. You'll find it on our website and the online store. Just go to basicgospel.net and click that store link, and you'll find Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to pick up a copy for yourself.
Yes, indeed. Let's go down to Temple, Texas, and talk to Daron. Hi, Daron.
Hey, guys.
It's great. It was sure great to see you and meet you yesterday down at Real Life Bible Church.
Yes, it was a great honor. We had a good time. I hope y'all come back again pretty soon.
Well, we want to do that. That was a lot of fun and just one of the best church services I've been involved in, and just love the atmosphere, the welcoming spirit. Just it was grace filled through and through. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Well, as I promised, I called today with a question. My question is with Acts 3:19. You know, I was in the school today, and, you know, a Baptist preacher was preaching about Acts 3:19 and saying that he was using these scriptures to tell people that, you know, you can be out of fellowship with a God, you know, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. And but see, I know better, and I know that's not what the scriptures teach about losing salvation. And so I decided to go back myself and, you know, and read through the, you know, the contents of these scriptures. And there was Acts 4:4, and it says, but many who heard the message believed, so that the number of the men who believed grew to about 5,000. And lastly, they use anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people. I'm still reading it through myself, but it seemed like Paul, after he had healed this guy that was lame, or he couldn't walk or something, and then he began preaching to the people, the gospel. And because I know repent means a change of mind.
Yes, it does.
And, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe y'all can, you know, explain that a little bit more.
Well, here's the deal, Daron. So Peter is speaking to Jewish people. So he had just stood up, you know, not too long before this event in chapter 3, and delivered the first sermon, the first real sermon about Jesus, the good news, his death, his burial, and his resurrection and his ascension into heaven. And some 3,000 people, hearts were struck by that, and they received the Lord, and they were added to the church. They were added to the body of Christ. And now in chapter 3, he's giving more information, and again, he's speaking to Jewish people. And so the story to the Jewish people is this, that, you know, our prophets, our law, everything that we've staked our lives upon, they've been telling us about this coming Messiah. They've been telling us about this person that was going to come and rule and reign. Well, I'm here to tell you that he has come, and his name was Jesus. But he didn't come in a way that we thought he would come. And so you guys need to change your mind about how you thought he was going to appear, and recognize that this Jesus, who was the victorious conquering king, did his conquering through death. He crushed sin and death when he died to sin once and for all. And then he showed his ultimate victory by being raised from the dead. So you need to change your mind about what you thought Messiah was going to look like. And realize that this Messiah is this man named Jesus, born in a stable, laid in a manger at birth, a humble beginning. He grew up in Nazareth, and what good can come out of Nazareth? He set up his ministry on the northern shores of the Sea of Galilee. He was not liked by the religious leaders. He was mocked, and people plotted against him to kill him and all of these sort of things. And yet he is the one. He was the anointed one of God. And all throughout his ministry, the voice of heaven made that clear. This is my son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Do what he says. Believe his words, and you will receive life everlasting. So the Jewish religious leaders kept saying, this can't be. This can't be. Why? Because he, a mere man, is claiming to be God. He is claiming to have existed before Abraham. He's claiming to be greater than our prophet Moses. And yet he's not going after the Romans. He's letting the Romans do the most horrendous thing to him by dying on a cross. And yet when he was raised from the dead, Peter looked straight in their eyes and said, listen, you need to repent. You need to change your thinking. If you want times of refreshing, if you want sins blotted out, there's only one way for that to happen, and that is through the shed blood of Jesus and through his resurrected life. Repent, change your mind about him. Get your mind off of somebody that's going to defeat Rome and take over that throne and elevate Israel. Think about the king who defeated sin and death, our ultimate enemy, so that we could have life everlasting.
Right. And now now reading beyond that, and I read that, you know, it says they were teaching about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they came to arrest him. So it seemed like, you know, these people, they weren't truly believing who Jesus was, no. Actually Jesus was.
They were stating their case very clearly, very loudly. You can talk to us about Jesus all you want to. We've already rejected him. We've rejected his claims. We've rejected any notion that he could be the Messiah. We're looking for somebody else. And that hardening within the leadership of the nation of Israel continued, even to the point that they stoned Stephen. It's interesting, right after the stoning of Stephen, we see the conversion of Paul, and how this ministry, this gospel, was now going to go out to the Gentile world.
Yeah, this passage.
Oh, okay, it was Peter speaking.
Yeah, this is Peter in chapter 3, not Paul.
Okay.
But this passage, especially verse 19, is exactly the same. It's parallel with what Paul says in Ephesians and Colossians, that in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is just Peter's way of saying it.
Yes.
Come to Jesus, receive forgiveness. For forgiveness was offered, but if you're going to reject Jesus, then you're rejecting the forgiveness. So they're completely consistent, and he's talking salvation here. He's not talking fellowship.
Absolutely.
Right. It has nothing to do with losing fellowship. And the scripture says, in him you have life, in him you have forgiveness.
Yes.
You only receive that through his resurrection.
That's exactly right.
I don't know where people get that from. You can lose your, you can be out of fellowship. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with that at all. We just have to read things in context, and it all becomes clear. Yeah. This word of God really is simple.
Yes.
And if we recognize that Jesus is the interpreter, that everything revolves around him, then it all will just fall into place.
Yeah. Durand, it's always good to hear from you, friend. Take care now.
Thank you,
Durand.
Thank you. All right. God bless.
Friends, we encourage you to take advantage of the Basic Gospel app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Just go to the App Store, and you'll find the app right there. Basic Gospel app, yours to download today.
Yes, indeed. Let's go quickly to our friend Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
Hey, I'll be quick. I won't raise my thought, but I will say two things. Number one, Real Life Bible Church is a really good name, and I'm so glad to hear you guys today. Now I know that I didn't get left. and I'm still here, but I Richard, I'll call you later on to talk to you about what I really think is a problem. But thank you for you guys being here, and I love y'all. It's good hearing from Duran. I heard him on Andrew Farley's program too, so he has some good questions, and I love y'all. We'll talk to you later.
Well, thanks, Brad. Thank you so much. When I first joined staff years ago, you know, they said, hey, we've hired you in case the rapture occurs, that you could be left behind to handle the ministry going forth. And that got a lot of kicks. But, you know, a lot of people are afraid of that and have been afraid of that. And I think the passage we read at the beginning today is so appropriate. We shouldn't let our minds be shaken by things that we hear. There is a solid, clear message in the Word of God that gives us hope, that anchors our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. So we have absolutely nothing to fear, only great things to look forward to in Christ.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we are closing in on the final days of our offer of Bob Christopher's 2-CD series called Trail of Assurance. Now, Bob has clearly addressed the end times issue that we've been talking about all month in this highly informative series. Again, the series is Trail of Assurance, and we have a copy for you as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. We'll send you your own copy of Trail of Assurance. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Keep in mind also, friends, that we're streaming live video each day to Facebook and YouTube. Just another venue for to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that we hope you're taking advantage of. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.